We had a lot of other wonderful students, and some that just quickly, some of the ideas that come out of this sort of thing. We had a blind disc jockey. We played 78 RPM records at the time, who'd grown up with classical music. Being blind, he couldn't read, and so he played classical music at home, and he'd go from one record to the other because he had perfect pitch, and when that record hit that particular part, he'd start the other turntable, and he was the best disc jockey we had. We had another group that put on an art show on radio. They got an art, a picture of art, brought in the studio, and then they would describe the fine qualities of it. And so that's the way you learned art on radio. We had a man who decided to teach Spanish on the radio, and he never introduced it. He just started talking Spanish, but he talked only about Philadelphia and Mitten Hall, and you know, and you listen to it a little while, and you think, gee, I think I can understand Spanish, because there were enough words in English, so it worked well. And that's the way most of this was done.